Up a Road Slowly by Irene Hunt. Narrated by Jaislyn Blanchard. Three children stood outside our gate in the bright October sunlight, silent and still as figurines in a gift shop window, watching each step I took as I came slowly down the flagstone walk across the lawn. I was still weak from the same sickness that had stricken my mother. The smallest of the three finally spoke. She was a child of 5 or so. She had a high, piping voice, and there was a look of determination about her, as if she had suddenly decided to get to the bottom of a piece of mysterious gossip. "You're not going to live here anymore, are you?" It was actually more nearly a statement than a question. "We hear that you're going to live with your aunt in the country." That is when I began to scream. I was afraid of Aunt Cordelia Bishop. Not that she had ever been unkind, but there was an aloofness about her that always made her keep a considerable distance between us. I hadn't been aware of it, but on that October afternoon, she was the last person in the world I wanted to see crawling towards me in the depths of the dark closet. When she was near me, she spoke the name by which she alone called me.
"Julia."
"Yes, Aunt Cordelia," I answered, just a little above a whisper. She came a little nearer to me, and leaning forward, put her arms around me and drew me to her lap. My head was against her cheek, and when I sobbed, I could feel the trembling of Aunt Cordelia's body, and I knew that her face was wet with tears, as mine was. "Is she going to get well?" I finally whispered to the shadowy woman who stood beside me. "No, she ain't a-goin' to get well. She a-goin' to die," the woman said without emotion. "I'm sorry," I said. And Mrs. Kilburn answered in the same dead voice. "No, you ain't. You ain't sorry. Nobody's sorry that my girls are gonna die. Not even her pa's sorry. Sometimes Uncle Haskell seemed like a bad-mannered child, someone who deserved to be ignored. Do you know what it means to feel guilty, Uncle Haskell?" I asked after a minute.
"No. I think whatever gods may be, that no such emotion has ever disrupted my equanimity." He toyed for a while with a pipe, which he always carried but never smoked.
"Am I a pain in the neck, Aunt Cordelia?" I asked finally. She came quickly from the woman who had known completeness to the spinsterish schoolteacher. "I dislike that expression very much, Julia. It is flippant and in poor taste. However, I fully understand your meaning, of course. No, you are neither troublesome nor an annoyance to me."